Politicians think that they're above the law. President Theodore Roosevelt rightly said, "No man is above the law and no man is below it. Nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it." If there's one thing that bothers me, it is when a politician that is guilty of committing a crime is caught up and exposed in some sort of scandal.
Because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
That the American people throw out justice because of their lack of understanding of what the law states in our U.S. Constitution. They then fall in line with the propagandists, namely the CIA-controlled media, that corrupt politicians are somehow above the very laws that they themselves have sworn to uphold. This is why they believe, as a demigod would, that they are above the law. The preamble to the United States Constitution states, "We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice." And yet when a criminal politician is found out, Americans are taught to say that he or she should just simply resign. That is like a career criminal being found out by the police, and instead of prosecuting him, they simply ask him to resign. This only adds insult to injury to the laws in which they are to uphold, because it gives permission to them to live above the law, making the law their servant rather than their master. This is completely unjust and backward. Americans have also taken on that if a politician violates the law, even the smallest of infractions, that there is nothing that they can do until his tenure, the holding of office, is up. That again is like the police waiting for the criminal to finish the job before actually arresting him and incarcerating him. This is completely and utterly false. Like President Roosevelt stated, "No man is above the law and no man is below it. Nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it." The U.S. Constitution states in Article 2, Section 4, "Disqualification, the President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors." When a new representative is elected to office, he or she takes an oath that lists many responsibilities. Abuse of power or failure to uphold these responsibilities, these laws, cannot be tolerated. The Constitution gives the House of Representatives the God-given right to impeach the offender. Impeachment means that a charge of misconduct is filed against the offender. A majority of the members of the House must vote for these charges in order to impeach the offender. After the charges of misconduct are filed, the Senate has the power to try impeachment cases like a court. 2/3 of the senators must vote for a conviction. The offender may be removed from office and never allowed to hold a government position again if he or she is found guilty. The impeachment of Andrew Johnson occurred in 1868 when the United States House of Representatives resolved to impeach President Andrew Johnson, adapting 11 articles of impeachment detailing his high crimes and misdemeanors. In accordance with Article 2 of the United States Constitution, the House's primary charge against Johnson was violation of the Tenure of Office Act passed by the U.S. Congress in March of 1867, simply over the president's veto. He had removed from office Edwin M. Stanton, the Secretary of War, whom the act was largely designed to protect, and attempted to replace him with the brevet Major General Lorenzo Thomas. Earlier, while Congress was not in session, Johnson had suspended Stanton and appointed General Ulysses S. Grant as Secretary of War ad interim. President Richard Nixon resigned from office rather than face impeachment charges in the Watergate scandal in 1974. This was about a pedophile ring being cracked open in Washington, D.C. President Bill Clinton became the second president to be impeached by the House in 1998. Later, the Senate found him not guilty. It wasn't about Monica Lewinsky and adultery, friends, that and that alone. It was about Chinagate, where Bill Clinton and his criminal administration were actually selling U.S. military secrets to the Chinese military.
We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
"We
shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I have you for 2 hours today. If at any time you want to call in, that number's 281-845-4704. I will do my best to answer those calls. We do have guests today. We see what's going on in the state of Minnesota. Everything has been reversed again. Instead of being on the offensive and bringing forth articles of impeachment and pushing it through under prosecution, Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, the said good guys are now on the defensive again. They lost their position. They lost their leverage. And again, friends, we see what's going on here in the state of Minnesota. This is simultaneously happening across the country. And as we're all aware, I just played a video throughout the week where a said representative basically said everything that's going on in the state of Minnesota has been all bought and paid for. Yep. And when we seen the federal government come in along with the state government, I told you that they were working in collusion against the people. And that's exactly what's going on. Instead of prosecuting Tim Walz, impeaching him, and prosecuting him and his entire administration. Hey, folks, I just want to stop real quick. Do you realize that there's over 1,000 eyewitnesses stating that Tim Walz, the governor of the state, is responsible for overseeing this up to $19 billion fraud in the state of Minnesota? And yet now he's on the offensive again, doing his best, just like I said, when you don't prosecute him, you're adding strength to tyranny. Your kids are going to pay for this if you don't stand up against it today, not tomorrow, because there's no more can, there's no more road to kick the can down, people. The fact of the matter is he's on the offensive again because he knows now that the federal government's going to do nothing to him, and he can trust that the American people, the apathetic and the tolerant, are going to do absolutely nothing concerning his crimes against the people. And it's not just $19 billion worth of fraud. People, you got to pay attention to what's going on. The people in this country are asking the question, what's going wrong with their country? Here, let me show you this really quick, just so you can get a little bit of an idea as to what I'm talking about. This isn't just Minnesota. This is happening across the United States of America. The Epstein files are released simultaneously. They have Bad Bunny, a tranny, as they call them, which is an abomination, Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. And then on the other side of that, we get an ill pick as well. And scripture condemns the lesser of two evils, 2 Chronicles 19:2. And then what do we see, folks? We see these men dressed as women in Capitol buildings throughout the United States of America trying to normalize the crime. Normalize the crime of adult child sex. No joke. Okay? Check this out.
In case, and the AGs in many states are very clear about that they're almost jubilant about being able to use these laws to ban young people
from
accessing content that could be educational.
He's talking about normalizing pornography.
And you are a principal. You have LGBT students in your school. And we also know that they're not receiving sex education for queer kids. We know that.
For queer kids. Did you know that our laws throughout the United States of America condemn the act of sodomy in every state? Now it's gone so far, just like I told you, no holds barred, friends. When you allow these criminals to do the things that they do, when you're soft on crime, you're going to produce hardened criminals, and it's exactly what's going on. Now it's gone so far as where you're allowing men dressed as women trying to normalize the crimes that they're guilty of. How do I know that? Well, Spurgeon was right. when he said, if you don't preach out against this sin that God forbids and condemns, then you're guilty of it. You have men dressed as women. What is wrong with the country? What's wrong? This is a reflection of the people that tolerate these criminals in the halls of government. That's the problem. This is a crime right here. Not to be sitting in the halls of government, but even the act. But yet somehow or another, people think, well, they gotta have their rights too. Well, guess what? The Lord never gave them any rights, friends. He didn't give them a right to break the law. Ask Charles D. Montesquieu, who was part to play with John Locke and William Blackstone concerning English common law, our structure of government and our institution of government. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, not the other way around. You're allowing criminals to overthrow, to be used as political battering rams, to upend who we are. In the state of Minnesota, 5.9 million people sit back and tolerate their crimes. Shame on the people. Shame on the people. This is a reflection of the people. In just a couple minutes here, friends, we're going to have Rep. Pam Altendorf with us. She's under fire, too, for simply asking for what she has every right in the world to ask for. And I'll let her explain that in just a moment. But I want you to check this out. Here's Pam Altendorf. She'll be with us live in just a moment.
I believe it was about 10 days ago that I have obtained the Hennepin County voter rolls, the master list, the active list. And the Minnesota media has completely ignored the story. It's very disappointing to see the lack of interest. And it's also disappointing that we have a Secretary of State, Steve Simon, who is denying me as an elected official, vice chair of the elections committee, denying me access to the rolls. This is not, there's no private information, like I'm not asking for social securities, I'm not asking for any information that would be deemed private. We are asking to be able to verify that the voter rolls are clean. And that should be a minimal expectation in Minnesota. Every person in Minnesota should know that they have one vote per legal Minnesotan in the state of Minnesota, and that they should have confidence in that. It's one thing to say our voter rolls are clean, and another thing for then the Secretary of State in his role of being a Democrat to pick and choose who gets to see the voter roll data. Now, I saw the Star Tribune article yesterday, and they tried to insinuate that I'm misinformed.
Of course.
I am not misinformed. I am looking at the information. I have it in my office. I have it personally. I'm not distributing it out. But for them to say I'm misinformed about these abnormalities that I am seeing, like 12 people at one-bedroom apartment, that how could that be misinformation? So we have a Secretary of State on one hand who claims our voter rolls are clean, and on the other hand says, but you can't verify it.
Exactly. And that is the point that I've been making for years. Tim Walz was not voted in. Ellison was not voted in. Ilhan Omar was not voted in. Frey was not voted in. Flanagan was not voted in. No. They deceived the people. It doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting, said the communist Stalin. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty
Radio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Trace Banks, a certified integrative health coach in Charlotte, North Carolina. In my work with clients and physicians, patients, I'm often asked profound questions about God's Word. People want to know where they can find deeper biblical teaching, truth, beyond what they're hearing in their own churches. I point them to Bradley Dean's ministry, the Sons of Liberty Radio, Com show, where he challenges listeners to remain firmly rooted in God's word while boldly standing for liberty and justice within our government. Monday through Saturday at 2 Central Time for Uncompromising Truth That Motivates Action.
BBSRadio.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with the goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at LibertySentinel.org and subscribe for free at LibertySentinel.org/subscribe.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Again, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. If you want to know who we are, what it is that we've been doing for the last 25 to 30 years, we're not just here on the radio, we're actually do radio. James 2, 14 through 26, check out sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, as well as beforeitsnews.com. And by the way, again, I have you for 2 hours, but if you want to call in at any time, please do, in between our guests. That number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Folks, you don't know where you're going if you don't know where you come from. And that's why we need to go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16, and understand what it is that our forefathers established under God, period. Folks, we're going to go ahead and pull up our friend Pam Altendorf. She is a said representative from the state of Minnesota. And I just want to basically cover, because I got other representatives on the show with me today over the next 2 hours, Pam. And first of all, thank you for joining us in such a short amount of time. And secondly, it seems that what's happening here is not only is this state-run media, again, complicit in hopes of covering for those that are responsible for the conspiracy that's taking place in this country. They're accomplices to the crime. We've watched the Star and Tribune do this for years. They call it the Red Star in the state. But now we're hearing from you that the Secretary of State will not even divulge or release the information that the people of the state of Minnesota have every right to. What's going on here?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Bradley. So this has been ongoing. I am the vice chair of the elections committee in the House. And after the DOJ had asked Secretary Simon for the voter rolls and Secretary of State denied the federal government, I looked at the statute. It's 201.091. That clearly says that me as a public official for election administration purposes, that I have the entitlement to have the voter rolls. And so we did a data request to four counties. We picked two red counties, two blue counties. We were hopeful that the counties would actually follow the law and that they would provide the voter rolls to me. But we really didn't know what was going to happen with that. I can tell you, out of the four counties we sent the data to, the least county that we expected to get it from was Hennepin County, which Hennepin County equates for 20% of Minnesota's total population. And Hennepin County was the county that obliged, they followed the law, the state statute, and provided those voter rolls to me, which now has the Democrats in a bit of a panic here in Minnesota.
Is that because they're being scrutinized right now? Is that because the magnifying glass is on the state of Minnesota, namely Hennepin County, that they're acting in such a fashion that they're actually doing what they swore to do when they serve the people of the state?
So, I mean, Secretary of State Simon, he has been in that position now for 11 years, and he has kept very tight all of the information. So on one hand, he says everything's clean, there's no problem, our elections are perfect, but there's literally no way to verify. And then what is really important for the public to understand is he says no to the federal government, but yet ERIC, which is a private company, gets our voter roll information on a monthly basis. So to all the Democrats who try to shame me and try to say that it's private, I don't have any business seeing this, the federal government doesn't have any business seeing this, Steve Simon picks and chooses with discretion who sees it and who doesn't see it, and that's absolutely wrong.
Okay, so we have some of you guys and gals in office in the Capitol that are actually serving the people and upholding the oath that they would swear to uphold, namely the enumerated laws found within the Constitution, right? And against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. But I just got one question for you, because I want to lay something to your candor real quick, because I only have you for five more minutes. So when you talk about the Democrats and you talk about the Republicans, I just want to lay out this elementary, fundamental understanding of who we are. Did you know that John Adams said the greatest evil under the Constitution is a two-party system? So when we talk about the Republicans and the Democrats constitutionally, is there a different law? Because it's my understanding, those on both sides of this unconstitutional aisles that are named, along with the, 98 other unconstitutional parties that have taken on a caucus that are unconstitutional, Article 4, Section 4, is there a different law that you're upholding than those that call or those that have been named the left? Are they upholding a different law than you're upholding?
Oh, it absolutely should be the same for both of us.
Well, isn't that what they said? Isn't that what they said? Yeah. I mean, so it's one law, right? And it goes back to Article 4, Section 4. Pam, did you know that 81% of the American people in this country say they do not believe in the mainstream media? And that leaves 19% that declare that they do. But the mainstream media wants us and their useful idiots under the Mockingbird media, under the control of CIA worldwide. That's a fact. Cross-check me. It's interesting to note that somehow or another, they want us to believe that the 19% are the majority and the 81% are not. That's what you're up against.
This. So what we're seeing is a breakthrough for the first time. I think 2024 is a good example. Trump, you know, he was elected, I believe, in a good part because Elon Musk bought Twitter. And we are breaking through the mainstream news. We are breaking through. We are getting our message out. And, you know, it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. But, I mean, we should want to know. I always say, like, we would not be so divided if we had the same information. And that's why if you listen to the press conference, I really – I said I had my mother's voice on. I'm a mother of five. I think I put my stern mother's voice on, and I scolded the Minnesota media because this story's been out for 10 days, and they legitimately have been ignoring it, and it is probably one of the biggest stories in Minnesota, if not in the United States.
Did you know, Pam, did you know that Tim Walz is from Nebraska? Did you know that Keith Ellison is from Michigan? Did you know that Ilhan Omar has no digital footprint whatsoever? She has no business being in office in the first place. It runs antithetical to who we are as a people. Did you know that Mayor Frey, who's installed, no doubt about it, did you know that he is actually from Virginia? And did you know that the chief of police, O'Hara, did you know that he is from New Jersey and his wife's a Muslim? So all the people that are taking down who we are in this state aren't even from this state. What say you?
You can go on. I mean, isn't Angie Craig not from Minnesota? And Grant Hochschild up in Duluth, he was also a transplant. Andy Smith is in the House in Rochester. He's a transplant. So this is all across our state. We've been infiltrated in Minnesota, absolutely. They position these people like Grant Hochschild, brought him into the Duluth area, try to portray him as to be a moderate Democrat, and then voted lockstep in 2023 with the radical Democrats to do things like legalize abortion all the way up to 40 weeks. But that's okay. The game plan, and hopefully more and more people are seeing it.
Yeah, okay, so I got you for two more minutes. So back in 1973, when they basically advocated for something that was unconstitutional, namely the federal government, when they sanctioned the murder of innocent babies, you do know that our laws condemn murder, right? And yeah, now, okay, so now 80 million babies later, humans later, we're still giving weight to those that have no constitutional standing, which makes them criminals. So why is it, I got you for one more minute. Why is it that those that are on the right, how come it is that they have not prosecuted those that are on the left that are being used as a political battering ram to upend who we are as a people?
Don't exactly. I mean, that's a really broad question. I mean, but this didn't happen overnight, right? Like where we are right now, nobody likes this. It's very divided, but they didn't get here in 1 year, 2 year, 5 years. This has been a long-term plan that they have incrementally pushed our country in this direction. And what I would say is going to happen right now in 2026 is this is a year of revelation. It's going to get uncomfortable. A lot of things are going to continue to be exposed in Minnesota in our fraud, of the mismanagement of our funds, our taxpayer funds. And I have never used the word fraud in our election rolls, but we certainly need transparency to prove that there's not fraud. And if they're not going to do that, it just raises more questions. But I promise you, we're going to keep on pushing. And we know that the majority of Minnesotans are on our side. It's just they're the silent majority. And we're finally to a breaking point, where I believe a lot of this is going to come to the surface. It's going to be, I believe, a year of a lot of revelation. And people are going to see for themselves what has happened to our state and to our country.
Well, here you go. So in ending our time with you, Pam, I like you. I'm in your corner. I think it's just a sad day in America when we have a mother of five that's doing what the men should be doing. So I high five you 100%, young lady. And we'll keep you out, and we'll keep your voice out there as well. Thank you for your time. Totally appreciate you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Mary Queen Scots said of that of the prophet John Knox in Scotland, the trumpet blast, that she feared his prayers more than all of the armies of Europe. John Knox said of himself, considering myself called of my God to instruct the ignorant, comfort the sorrowful, confirm the weak, and rebuke the proud, by tongue and lively voice in these corrupt days, rather than to compose books for the age to come, seeing that so much is written and yet so little well observed, I decree to contain myself within the bounds of that vocation whereunto I found myself especially called. What is the purpose of magistrates, our said representatives, in the halls of government? 1 Peter 2:14 tells us, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him, the Lord, for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people, Christian. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second president of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams. Hey, folks. Okay, so we're in between guests right now. We had Pam Altendorf talking about voter rolls that are not being disclosed to the people, which only proves the point. Massive voter fraud that explains a criminal like Tim Walz. Treasonous, fraudster, open investigations to no end. And now he's attacking the people of the state again. This isn't just Minnesota, people. Do you understand? This is aimed all at you. They're all in it together. This is a United Nations agenda. You are behind it. You're paying for your own demise. And unless the people go back to the Articles of Impeachment and prosecute these criminals, this is going to continue. The president, the vice president, in other words, nobody's above the law. And by the way, the president is not, he does not exhibit the law. He's not the standard bearer. He's supposed to be, but that's not what's happening. Article 6, Section 2 is the law in this country under God. Okay? So it shows you that. It proves the point that it's there for the purpose of saying that the president, the vice president, all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for conviction of treason. Now listen to how this goes down. Bribery. Okay? Or other high crimes, like $19 billion of fraud, yeah, and misdemeanors, even the smallest of infractions. I want to emphasize, not just Article 2, Section 4, you're always asking for the answers, I'm giving it to you again, but the strength lies within the American people to be the law that you are to be, because you are the government in this country, and you are to take by the scruff of the neck, lawfully, these scoundrels that are defrauding you, that are selling you out to foreign enemies. People, are you waking up to what's going on? This is treason at the highest levels. Okay? And I know where it's coming from. Deuteronomy 28, 43, 63. Read it both, folks, because that's what's going on. Dallas, uproar of those that have been allured in by said representatives, selling out the people in Texas. It's happening in California. It's happening in New York. Zohran Mamdani's completely turned on the people like we tried to tell you he was going to. This isn't happening by chance, because what's happening, friends, they're all allied to the same Zionist. Do you not pay attention? Those that are claiming to be God's chosen. As a matter of fact, 98.2% of all your said representatives are allied to AIPAC. You're in trouble, people. You're in trouble big time. Let me go back to this, because this is the provision that our forefathers gave us concerning what we're dealing with right now. But I wanted to highlight that. Go over to Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Not only are they supposed to be impeached, but once they are impeached, they are to be tried and punished. There's consequence for their crimes. They are to be held accountable for their crimes. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. What happens when I take it a step further and go to Article 1, Section 6, Clause 1? What does it say? When these individuals, these scoundrels, commit these crimes against these people, that would be we the people. Does it just say that we're supposed to ask them to resign? Are we supposed to look back and try to find in the Constitution where it tells us that our said representatives can do whatever they want from the beginning to the end of their tenure, regardless if it's lawful or not? Absolutely not. Just ask them what they swore that they would do. They're doing the opposite. Okay? But it's interesting, when I go to Article 1, Section 6, Clause 1 of the U.S. Constitution, it says, except treason, felony, and breach of the peace, he shall be privileged from arrest during their attendance at the session of their respective houses. In other words, every single one of these individuals in the state of Minnesota should have already been arrested and indicted. They should all be sitting behind bars right now awaiting trial. But they're not. You know what they're doing? They're playing down their crimes. Here, let me show you this so you can understand. This is Tim Walz, who's from Nebraska. He's not been voted in. I've highlighted this 50 times. He's not been voted in. As Pam Altendorf was trying to get the truth of the matter, they don't want to disclose that information because it's going to prove Bradley's right. And what's the mainstream media doing? They're omitting information. They're quiet. That shows you that it speaks volumes concerning the crimes that they're accomplices to, friends, because they are. You better quit acting like this is a game, people, for your sake. You're dealing with people that are outs. They act like they're above the law. Hey, folks, in Minnesota, they just stole $19 billion of your money. Okay, I want you to see how Tim Walz is acting now since he's talked to Donald Trump. Listen to this.
Anyway, it was all make believe that we'd been at it every.
Make believe. He's belittling the fraud, the $19 billion of fraud. He said it's all make believe, folks. When I say that Tim Walz is a reprobate, he's unstable. Not only is he goofy, and I'm not name calling, he's dangerous. And if he's dangerous to himself, that means he's dangerous to you as well. And he is. But listen to him here. Play it down on sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com.
Well, they were coming anyway. It was all make-believe that we'd been at it. Every state had this. And look, I do think there has to be accountability in this. No one in state government was implicated.
No one in state government was implicated. You know, the Bible tells us that out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let it be an established word. Did you know that there was over 1,000 witnesses that came forward to point their finger at Tim Walz and his administration for overseeing this $19 billion fraud? Why hasn't anybody been implicated? Why has nobody been indicted? Why has nobody been charged for these crimes? I want my money back. I want my money back. If this was you or I, folks, we'd have been illegally raided. We'd be sitting in jail right now. I mean, just case in point, Ilhan Omar, who becomes a millionaire 30 times over in a short amount of time during this whole fraud. Somebody sprays apple cider on her and they're in jail. But if she wants to steal $19 billion from you, you better not do anything to it. It's the same thing with January 6th. The message is you better not stand up against us. Friends, I'm here to tell you again, 5.9 million people in the state of Minnesota are sick and tired of this. So, therefore, the 5.9 million people have to come together and they're going to have to sacrifice their football games and they're going to have to go to the center of corruption and deal with them. We're not called to overthrow the Constitution, but we are called to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. And clearly, that's exactly what these criminals have done over and over again. Why have they not been arrested? Because the people have not forced their said representatives to do so. They're scared to death that the people will stand up and get wise and hold them accountable. And it's for you, Minnesota. It's for you, United States of America, concerning crime in the halls of government that's very similar to what we're seeing in the state of Minnesota. It's for you to right the wrongs. It's not enough to sit there and complain about what's going on in your country, people. It's enough for you to stand up and do something about what's going on. I want to play this one more time because, again, I am telling you, this guy, he is dangerous to himself. He's got over, folks, 10 times 10 times 10 times 10 open investigations on top of the fraud, on top of the treason. He was just busted again recently trying to shut down a bill that would basically give those permission to investigate this fraud. Now he's attacking gun owners in the state of Minnesota. Do you not understand that you are dealing with a totalitarian system of government? Hey, friends, this is your opportunity to prove you're God, is what it is, in Jesus' name. That's exactly what it is. It's your opportunity to hold the media, and like I've said 1,000 times, all of this warfare is coming from corruption in the media and corruption in the halls of government. Who's creating all this domestic insurrection? They are. If you're tired of it, then put a stop to it. Listen to this madman, because that's exactly what he is.
Well, they were coming anyway. It was all make-believe that we'd been at it. Every state had this. And look, I do think there has to be accountability in this. No one in state government was implicated. This happens all over. People did this. we find, you know, we got it caught, we put them in jail or whatever, but no, they
we caught this, we put them in jail. Wait a second, who illegally, treasonously allured them into the state? He did. They did. Hey, folks, let me paint this picture for you real quick. They're stealing your tax dollars. You're being taxed as you go in. You're being taxed as you go out. I just had to go get tabs for a vehicle yesterday, so I'm being taxed on top of tax for the things that I'm already paying tax on. Folks, that's the power to destroy, said Jefferson. These people are going to continuously drive down this lane until you block the road and cut them off. And again, hold them lawfully accountable. Again, because I know the enemies like to put words in my mouth, I'm talking about lawfully. And everybody in the state of Minnesota and the United States is crying out for justice. Well, guess what, friends? Just picture this, me standing right in front of your face and saying, if you want justice, you're the one that's going to have to bring it lawfully. Because you see how they're trying to protect each other every step of the way, and people are, again, tired of it. I'm tired of it. So anyways, with that said, folks, what we're going to do is we're going to pull up the individual that's responsible for drawing up the articles of impeachment against Tim Walz. And we got a little surprise in this for you as well. And I had brought it up, but I didn't say anything. I said, I know more stuff is coming down, and we'll just wait until the proper time to release that. But Ben Davis is with us, representative from the state of Minnesota out of the Brainerd area, and he's got some more things that he wants to disclose to the people of the state and showing you how it works when we do what it is that our forefathers bestowed upon us concerning the provision in Article 2, Section 4. That's the first step, then prosecution. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. And if you want to add fuel to that fire, just go over to Article 1, Section 6, Clause 1 as well, because they should be immediately arrested, every one of them. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back with Ben Davis. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people. Whoa, this is insane what's going on here, friends. I got some laws up on the screen for you on social media platforms. If you can't see them, I'll highlight them for you. But it's interesting that when you look at Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, the Clause 1 meaning of treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them. It's exactly what's going on. Or in adhering to their enemies. It's exactly, folks, they're aiding and abetting is what they're doing. Giving them aid and comfort. No person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses to the same overt act or on confession in open court. It doesn't matter. We don't need the confession, friends. You have 5.9 million people in the state that see it for what it is. Well, we just happen to have our friend Ben Davis calling in from the state capitol right now. Ben is the one that's responsible for drawing up the articles of impeachment against Tim Walz. And I just want to, first of all, tell you thank you, Ben, for joining us. Thank you for having the courage to stand up and do what needs to be done in teaching the nation that this is how it works. The Minnesota population, of course, needs to get behind you in this effort to make it come to pass. But with that, I just want to tell you thank you first and foremost. And what's the update on the impeachment? Because what we see right now with Tim Walz is he's basically saying that everything that's gone on in the state is make-believe. And those that needed to be prosecuted for their fraud, in the face of all of those eyewitnesses that are being completely omitted and silenced, he said it's all make-believe. What say you, Ben?
Yeah, it's all make-believe. Yeah, thanks for having me on, Bradley. I really appreciate it. And because I can tell you, the mainstream media, they don't want to report on this kind of stuff. So I'm glad that you're getting it out on the airwaves and pushing it out on social media. We're trying to push it out on social media. We have a governor who we've asked to resign. Thank God he's not running for re-election. I gave him the courtesy of having the opportunity to resign. He said, over my dead body, he will not resign.
Yep.
So the next step for us is to impeach him. And just to give you a quick update on that, and then I want to get into what else. We got more going on.
Amen.
So give you an update on the impeachment articles. We actually physically have the articles back from the reviser's office, have them in hand. Took about 5 minutes to get five signatures on it, which it's very unfortunate. I've been there 3 years. I've never tried impeaching someone before. This is the first time I've tried impeaching someone. I didn't even know this. You can only have five signers on the impeachment articles. I did not know that until we got them in hand. And it didn't take long to get five signers. And so when they get put in the hopper this week, we're going to be throwing those in the hopper along with the announcement I'm going to be making here shortly. When you go online to look at them through the House website, you're only going to see five people signed onto them. That doesn't mean we only have five people backing them. We have way more than five people backing them. We also have Republicans who are not going to be supportive of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the argument I've heard then is, well, if you can't even get all the Republicans on board, this is a waste of our taxpayer dollars. Why are you even doing this? This is a waste of time. Folks, this is not a waste of time. James 4:17 says, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin.
Amen.
And that's where I'm at right now, Bradley. If we don't do this, this man has so violated constitutional rights in this state. If we don't do this, I think I'm under judgment from God if I don't attempt to remove this man from office.
Amen. Amen. Well, you're right. You're exactly right. And that's how you set yourself free, by doing what it is that you know to do and leaving the results up to him. Total agreement. Total agreement. You know, it's interesting, Ben, that now he's turning it back on the people of the state, now saying, I'm going to come for your guns. And it's enough is enough. I mean, the people of the state seeing momentum going forward to prosecute every one of these people. And as a matter of fact, Tom Emmer said, you're not going to get away from this. You can run, but you cannot hide. And now he's just a week and a half later, he's turning on the people again, saying, I'm going to go ahead and pass this anyways, regardless if it's congruent with the U.S. Constitution concerning the Second Amendment or not. So, yeah, I've lived here. The 5.9 million people that live here, they're sick and tired of being sick and tired. But it's pretty amazing how, again, he's getting on the offensive. And what's scary about this guy is he really believes it, Ben. He really believes it.
Yeah, and I know, and I hate to say this, Bradley, because I don't want to rely upon the federal government. I don't like that. But why hasn't this guy, why isn't he being investigated? I hope he is being investigated, but why hasn't he been arrested?
Exactly.
To me, he needs to be in handcuffs.
Yep. At least. Yep, I totally agree. Okay, so let's take it another step because I only got you for 5 more minutes here, and then we're going to conclude the first hour.
In.
Yep, so go for it. Go ahead and disclose the new information that you're going to drop on the people of the state.
Articles of impeachment on Keith Ellison. Here we go again. So I'm going to go through these real quickly, and I'm only going to touch on 2 of them. I believe we have 6 articles on Ellison. But December 2021... he had the Feeding Our Future fraudsters in his office telling him that they're going to donate to his campaign. And, hey, you need to get the agencies off our back. He agreed to do that, mm-hmm. Bradley. And I'm sure you've talked to your audience a lot about this issue.
Yep.
That's a quid pro quo,
yep.
I believe.
Yep.
That's an alleged quid pro quo. And then the second one is more recent. January 18th, City's Church had quote-unquote protesters come into their church. They're not protesters. They're disruptors.
Yep.
They're violating the law. And they broke those people's constitutional rights, the freedom to exercise of religion and the freedom for them to peacefully assemble. Both of those rights were violated. And if you just want to look at Minnesota law, they were told to leave by the pastor. They did not listen to him. So at that point, when they refused to leave, they were now trespassing. I also believe they were committing disorderly conduct, disturbance of a lawful meeting. And there was also a parent saying that they were obstructed from getting to their children. I haven't looked too deeply into that one, but that is definitely intimidation and threat. There's got to be something there as well. But then, okay, what does that have to do with Attorney General Keith Ellison? He went on live air and defended what these people did instead of his job as Attorney General protecting these people's constitutional rights. He went and defended the people that violated them, and he took the same oath that I did, Bradley Dean.
Yep.
He said he took an oath to support, which does mean uphold, the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of this state. He failed to do so. He's in failure, and I want to remove him from office.
Amen. You had Seamus Bruner. Are you aware of him, Ben? Seamus Bruner?
Bruner.
Yes. He is...
Refresh my memory.
Okay. It was in Alpha News on the 16th of February, and he basically said everything that was going on in the state was well-coordinated, and they were paid provocateurs. Also had Senator Eric Lucero out there. And people across the country, they're being sold a different story concerning what it is that we see from the inside out. These are not people from Minnesota. These are people that are being bussed in that are provoking, and again, they're paid provocateurs, and this is all been sealed by this man, Seamus Bruner. So if you don't see him on the floor, if he's there or if he's not there, if he's there, take the time to get to know him. It seems like he's going the same direction the rest of us are.
Gotcha.
Amen. I got one more minute, Ben. Go ahead and give the people the last word. I got you on live radio right now in Brainerd. Can you just convey to the people of the state the importance of them getting behind what's going on here?
Yeah, well, again, it does make a difference when you email or call your representatives and senators. It really does. I want to go back to a couple years ago, the homeschoolers showed up in the thousands down at the state capitol during the trifecta when the Democrats were pushing their new homeschooling rules, and they shut it down. And I'm going, that was the homeschool moms that did that. The mama bears did that. And imagine if we as Minnesotans rallied in the tens of thousands down at the Capitol, like when he's going to bring when the Democrats are going to bring their stupid anti-Second Amendment legislation. Show up in numbers, organize, and you are going to get their attention, and they're going to listen.
Amen. Amen. Ben Davis, you're doing a good job, my friend, and I'm just really pleased to see that you jumped on board to do what needed to be done in spite of, you know, the fact that if anybody wanted to jump on, it didn't matter. The fact of the matter is, John Knox rightly said, the prophet from Scotland, a man with the Lord is always in the majority, but I'm telling you here, Ben, you've got a lot more support with men than even
Bradley.
Knox had during that time.
Bradley,
yes, sir.
You're giving us courage. Yeah, that's one more thing real quick I just want to say. our numbers down in the, on the House side, in the Republican side of the House, people are getting more and more courage.
Amen.
And so keep up what you're doing. And our numbers are growing.
Amen.
Keep praying.
Thanks, guy. Totally. Thank you, Brett, friend. Folks, I got hour two coming up. Hour two coming up in just a moment on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, hard break. Hour two coming up on the right side. Okay, hold up.